Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance, reminding you that when you adopt a shelter pet, you discover all the things that make them unique. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
Hey, Kevin, thinking about retirement?
I've thought about it, but it's too late for me to save.
With Avo, a retirement coach, it's never too late.
Where can I learn more?
Visit aceyourretirement.org today.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
What actually makes a better toothbrush? Industrial strength power? Claims of miracle trendy ingredients? Multiple modes? If you ask your dentist, they'll tell you it's less about the brush and more about how you use it. Quip was created by dentists and product designers to focus on what actually matters for your oral health. Healthier habits. Quip sensitive vibrations with a built-in timer guides gentle brushing for the dentist recommended 2 minutes, with 30-second pulses ensuring an even clean. Quip automatically delivers brush heads to you every 3 months for clean new bristles right on schedule. The sleek intuitive design is simple to use and comes with a travel cap that doubles as a mirror mount. These thoughtful features make brushing something you actually want to do twice a day. Good habits matter to live a healthy your life. So help form fresh oral health habits with Quip. Quip starts at just $25. And if you go to getquip.com/2019 right now, your first refill is free. That's your first refill free at getquip.com/2019. getquip.com/2019.
Truck drivers, are you looking for freedom beyond the open road? As an owner-operator who leases on with Schneider, you'll find the independence you've been looking for. Lease on with Schneider through van, truckload, or bulk choice lease programs and do things your way. Our exclusive freight board means you pick the loads you want to haul from the convenience of your smartphone. Plus, with our maintenance discount program, you'll lower your business costs. Learn more about leasing on with Schneider at SchneiderOwnerOperators.com. That's SchneiderOwnerOperators.com.
An auto policy from State Farm gets you collision coverage. And this radio ad from State Farm gets you coverage of this beloved 90s hit.
I hit a car. I hit a car. I hit a car. My agent's gonna help me.
For more coverage, visit statefarm.com.
Why wait for Black Friday? Get Black Friday prices today at the Home Depot. Pick up a Dyson V8 Animal Cordless Vacuum at a special buy, just $299. Was $399. Cord-free, hassle-free, powerful suction to pick up pet hair across all floor types. You can pick one up for $100 off. Black Friday savings, early. Now, at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, WASP WASP WASP, store for details, valid through November 16th.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, our radio.com sports station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. The
Score! This hour is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
Sage Rosenfels.
Good physical stature, can see. And looks to be smart with the football.
12-year NFL quarterback.
Rosenfeld, rolling, near side, throwing for the end zone, touchdown!
Our Tuesday morning quarterback.
There's just so many combinations that a defense can do to confuse a quarterback, even a veteran quarterback. That is the complex, deep science of football that very few people understand.
Sage Rosenfels,
brilliant!
With Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
Let's talk quarterbacking with Sage Rosenfels. He is on Twitter at SageRosenfels18. And the top of the hour is brought to you by Northwestern Basketball. Don't miss out on Big Ten Basketball at Welsh Ryan Arena this winter. Cats host Providence tomorrow at Welsh Ryan. Season single game tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. Sage Rosenfels on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline. Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Sage, good morning. And I guess the way I phrased that Bears performance offensively was, for about a total of a quarter, the fog lifted. Whatever's been making this sort of painful and sclerotic kind of disappeared in the last drive of the first half and then into the third quarter, and then the fog came back again. What happened?
There's some pieces in there that are good. I mean, obviously the corner route throws, both of them for touchdowns, are really nice throws, and you know, good route by a guy that, not the starting tight end on this football team. And that was a nice completion. So there's some good things in there, but there are some things that I just don't understand. Like, I don't understand how you run the ball for 9 yards and you come back, you run it for 7 yards, and then you go shotgun and throw a pass. Like, that just doesn't make any sense to me. You watch the Vikings game on Sunday Night Football. They were running the ball. They ran the ball 10 straight times on a game-winning drive. And in the same situation, the Bears were winning the game, and they go run for 9, run for 7, and then throw the ball, right? And then they throw the ball a go route versus a bailing corner who's 3 inches taller than Taylor Gabriel. Like, all of those things add up to me like something that doesn't make any sense. And so as I watch these games, I'm trying to look at all the strategy, try to look at how Mitch is playing. And I thought he did a pretty good job in this game. He wasn't perfect. He missed an obvious hot throw versus an all-out blitz. If he just hits the shallow cross, it probably runs for 30 or 40 yards. But they don't do a great job with the protections, and so he missed that. Obviously, he missed the first third down of the game on, I believe, a 3rd and 5, and he threw it too high for I think, Gabriel Cohen, and they only got about two. I think it was Gabriel only got about 2 or 3 yards. And so, you know, you have to have that accuracy in those short passes to, so they can run after catch. And so not a perfect game by Mitch. He didn't have a ton of opportunities, played better than he had in the past. Obviously, the 3 touchdowns looked nice, but, you know, two of them were really good throws, and one of them was just a wide route to his running back versus man coverage that the Lions got caught in basically a pick, and it didn't work out well for them. So, you know, I'm trying to sort of figure out what Nagy's thinking, why he's playing, calling certain plays, why he's in certain formations, and to me, that's more of a challenge than almost judging what Trubisky is doing with those plays.
Does it help make sense of it if Matt Nagy looks at you, Sage, at the end of the season and tells you the truth and says, these are the plays I called because these are the ones I felt most comfortable with Mitch identifying and running and reading a defense on?
You know, I don't know. I guess. I mean, you know, I'm not the coach. He's the one that's in there. But, you know, as I look at the reads that he's putting them through, sometimes they're overly simple, it seems like, and then sometimes it seems like there's a lot going on and he has to read a lot. I do know this offensive style makes it really, really hard, one for a quarterback, but probably even worse, makes it really hard for an offensive line. It is really hard as an offensive line to line up with no tight ends attached, with not much of a running game, and to pass protect a quarterback that's in shotgun against, you know, against guys who are really good at rushing the quarterback. And that's every team that you play against. You know, most teams try to counteract that with screens, with the bootleg game or play action game, with, you know, but the Bears don't do that. And so you see these offensive linemen, these tackles, these centers and guards, you see a lot of times they're in one-on-one pass blocking. And the other team absolutely knows exactly where this quarterback is going to be. He's going to be 6 yards deep, and that makes it really way too easy on a defense.
I guess that we're just sort of resigned to the fact that the shotgun is going to be the way that Matt Nagy wants Trubisky seeing the entire field and not ever taking his eyes off the field. But I watch so many quarterbacks under center able to create more, to able to influence a defense more with play action, even getting some downhill runs with somebody running forward with the ball and, you know, already running when he gets the ball. Why do you think Nagy's so shotgun reliant?
I think it's just what he knows, it's what he feels comfortable with. Obviously, he came from that with Andy Reid. They do a lot.